We have a double album review for you guys this week. So our first one is with Miss Elizabeth, and that was Joji's new album.
Yeah, so this is Smithereens by Joji, his new album, his third album ever. I believe he started music in 2019 after his YouTube comedy career.
Mm-hmm.
He did like comedy under a separate character, and then he also did some music. And then he kind of left that character behind, became Joji, and then just put out music ever since. So yeah, this is his newest album. Really good.
And cool. So if you guys aren't familiar with Joji, they sing that very famous song called Glimpse of Us, and that was really popular on TikTok.
Yeah.
So now here's his kind of new stuff since then, right?
It definitely built the hype for this album because that was the first single, and like it got millions of streams right away.
It was huge,
so
yeah.
People were really excited for this album.
That's super cool. So, like, what was kind of the vibe of the album, would you say?
It was generally, like, a lo-fi, alternative pop kind of vibe. Like,
ooh,
a lot of the songs kind of sounded similar, had that same vibe, but, yeah.
Cool. Very fun. Any favorite songs from the album?
Glimpse of Us is great. Die for You and Feeling Like the End.
All right. Ooh. Cool. I'll have to give that a listen. But we can give a listen to one of your favorites, Die for You, right here. We have it on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. Here it is. Once again, that was Die for You by Joji here on 103.3 WZND for our first album review this week. I liked it. It was kind of vibey.
I liked it too.
Even though
it was definitely how you said, Elizabeth, like very lo-fi, very chill. It's not going to be a dance party, but that's all right. Every song doesn't have to be a dance party.
Exactly. There's definitely like a niche for, I don't know, it's maybe coffee shop.
Ooh,
is the vibe,
yeah,
for that. Yeah.
I could definitely see that like playing in Coffee Town. Yeah, that's definitely a place, guys. In Coffee Hound in Uptown.
Yes. Coffee Town, it's the new shop.
It's the new shop, guys. Everyone go check it out.
Definitely. What were your final thoughts, you think, Elizabeth?
I really liked like the dreamy kind of feel, mm-hmm, of it, like the slower lo-fi feel. I don't know, it's just a really good album. I think like a lot of the songs kind of sound like a similar vibe, which kind of makes for the flow of the album better. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Did he have any music videos for this album, do you know?
I believe he had three. So he did the Yukon, which was the second single, and then Glimpse of Us, the first single, and then he just recently put out Die for You, like when the album came out.
Cool. Ooh, interesting. We'll have to check that out for sure.
Definitely. I'm really interested to hear the rest of the album because, like, I don't know. I kind of like that, like you said, dreamy sort of, I don't know, chill.
Yeah, and it's good for, like, studying or, like, doing homework and just having a little bit of background music, you know?
Especially, like, as the weather is getting colder. Like, I think it's supposed to, like, snow tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God, I hope not.
It's the first snow of the season. Just, like, put on, like, some cool coffee shop music, maybe the Joji album, and get your hot cocoa and just, like, sit inside and nice and chill. I like it.
Exactly. I love that vibe.